Hello and welcome to our Yoga Nidra practice, our journey back home, an experience of deep relaxation. Please find a warm, private, comfortable space in the most comfortable position you can be in. Support yourself in all of the ways. You are the only one who knows exactly what you need, so check in and respond to all those little tugs and nudges and cues. Grab everything that you need, maybe an outfit change, dim the lights, put on some lip chap, grab a drink of water, or have a bathroom break. Maybe you go out on the couch or roll out your yoga mat or feather your nest in bed. Find the perfect pose, place, and position that would allow your mind, your body, your heart to be fully supported. And as you settle down and settle in, could you give or gift yourself permission to rest now, or at least walk towards rest? Let this practice, let this session do all of the work. If it feels nourishing for you today, you could cover the eyes, not just to, yes, find darkness, but to signal to the body, signify this time for rest. Perhaps something under the head, the heels, the knees, the tailbone, the hand, a blanket or two on top of you, not just for warmth, but for weight, for security, for that sense of grounding and stability, safety. Make sure your clothing, your coverings, your props, your supports are all in their just right place and position for you and all of those needs today. Unhinge your jaw. Soften anything that has hardened through the face, the throat, the heart space, the abdomen, the glutes, the arms and legs. Let there be space under the armpit, space between the ears and the shoulders, space between arms and body, between both legs. The fingers curl organically. The toes flop open sweetly and effortlessly. Release and soften as best you can anything that has hardened or seized up, tensed up. When you're ready, take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Fill past the edges of your body. And as you exhale, let that sound come out of the mouth, welcoming any sound to be released here. A sigh, a moan, a flutter of the lips. Long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Fill belly, flare ribs, expand the lungs past your edges. And through the mouth, welcome any sound, any vibration, any movement to be release, uncaged, freed here. Last one, in through the nose, take your time, expand out, fill up past your edges. And through the mouth, a release, a letting go, an emptying out. Now scan your body, the right side, the left side, the front, back, the top of your body, the bottom, the outside and inside. Do you feel supported, symmetrical, warm? Could you be even 2.6% more comfortable? And feel yourself on the next out breath, dropping down and tuning in to the present moment. As we move through our transformative journey today, you might feel that your body gets a little sleepy, and that's okay. Let sleep happen. Let go of any resistance or shoulds or expectations. Just allow any sleep, any slumber, any surrender to simply happen. Let's begin this journey, this voyage, this experience of Yoga Nidra. And as you take a few more breaths here, notice how the illusion of time, this construct of time, seems to fall away with each exhale. The inhales, a return to present. The exhale, any illusion of time falls away. Relax the whole body more and more with every breath. The past, the present, the future, all becoming one. Allow, relax the whole body. Whole body is relaxing. Now, imagine that you are standing in front of the most beautiful body of water. Maybe it's a puddle, a lake, a glacier lake, a tropical beach, your beautiful body of water. And you stand here holding a smooth stone in the palm of your left hand. The water is calm, the air is calm, and you feel at peace. You feel whole and complete. You know that the road you have been on to get right here, stone in left hand, calm waters in front of you. The road has been full of ups and downs, lots of emotion, grief, anger, joy, and love. You, dear one, have felt all of it. And it was always supposed to be this way. You know that, you feel that now as you stare out towards the beauty and the stillness of the water. Now, could you begin to ask yourself, what were the qualities that I cultivated, that I relied on to get here? And what are the qualities that I would like to create more of in order to move forward? What intention do I wish to develop within myself? Is it resilience, patience, presence, happiness, strength, courage, peacefulness, surrender, acceptance, trust? What quality would allow you to fully accept and trust in the unfolding of your life? What are these intentions or resolves that have carried you to this place? And what would you like more of for where you are going? Start to feel this in your body, in your mind, in your heart. And let the sensations, the nudges turn into feelings, the feelings turn into words. As you start to process and create your Sankalpa. Maybe today it's, I am valuable. I am creative. I am worthy of receiving. It is safe for me to be happy. Or maybe I trust myself. I trust the universe. I am whole. I let go. Just allow your Sankalpa to arise organically and gently, noticing what is standing out for you. What makes your skin tingle? What's igniting a fire within you? Allow your inner voice to guide you to the words that you need to hear, and repeat your Sankalpa to yourself mentally from the heart with feeling at least 3 times. Letting your Sankalpa wash over and through your whole body like a soft morning breeze. And then start to pull or channel all of that beautiful energy from the words of your Sankalpa, this powerful phrase or intention. Place that energy into the stone that you are still holding in the palm of your left hand. Let the words, the energy, soak into the stone. And when you feel ready, I want you to throw, maybe toss or skip underhand, overhand. Throw that stone into the calm water right in front of you. And as it splashes and sinks down deep into the water, you watch the ripples pulsate out into wider and wider and wider circles. You literally watch your words resonating throughout the water. And then, if you'd like, you can sit down, maybe you lay down on the ground. You close your eyes. You take a deep breath in, finding more presence, and a deep breath out, releasing, letting go, relaxing your whole body. Keep listening to the sound of my voice, my vibe, you know it, as we continue. And I'd like to imagine the energy of those ripples in the water, those energetic circles once again. Every time I name a body part, almost as though a smooth golden stone, an energizing stone, were landing on and into each spot gently, creating those ripples, those expanding circles every time we land. So first, landing on and bringing all of your awareness to the center of your chest, feeling a golden stone land, and then these energetic ripples expanding throughout your heart and your lungs, then up to the center of your throat, feeling these energetic ripples out through your neck and your jaw, the center of your head between your ears, feeling these golden currents throughout your whole head, the space between your eyebrows, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the right eye, the left eye, the right eye socket, left eye socket, both eyes and eyebrows at the same time, your forehead and all the lines in the forehead, top of the head, back of the head, the whole face and head together, diving down the back of your neck into your right shoulder, the right shoulder blade, armpit, the right elbow, wrist, palm of right hand, back of hand, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger, all five fingers, the right hand, the right arm, all the way up to the right shoulder, back into the back of the neck, into your left shoulder blade, armpit, left elbow, wrist, palm of hand, back of hand, the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, left little finger, all five fingers, the whole left hand, the whole left arm, back to left shoulder. Feel both shoulders and both shoulder blades together, the back of the heart and lungs, the back of the rib cage, feeling those ripples of energy as they flow throughout the whole rib cage, down the spine to the right kidney and adrenal gland, to the left kidney and adrenal gland, both kidneys and adrenal gland, just near the bottom of the backs of your ribs. Awareness flows and ripples down the spine to your sacrum, the back of the pelvis, the right hip, the left hip, and feel these ripples throughout your whole pelvis and pelvic bowl, the back of the right thigh, the crease behind the right knee, the right calf muscle, the right heel, the back of the left thigh, the crease behind the left knee, left calf muscle, and the back of left heel. Feel the backs of both legs together. Feel the sole of the right foot, top of right foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. Feel the sole of the left foot, top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. Could you now feel all 10 toes and both of your feet together? Become aware of the right shin bone, right kneecap, right thigh muscle, left shin bone, left kneecap, left thigh muscle, the front of both of your legs together, the whole of the pelvis, the navel point, feeling these ripples throughout the whole belly area, your solar plexus, back up to the space of your heart, heart center, feeling these ripples of divine, unconditional love throughout your whole heart, and then through the whole body. Feel these ripples through the whole body, the front body, the back body, the right side, the left side, the top, and the bottom, the whole body together, pulsing ripples of loving divine energy. Relax the whole body. And begin to notice your body breathing. Dear one, you are not controlling your breath in any way. Simply accept that your body is breathing, and you are simply observing. Inhale, exhale, rise and fall. There's no need to manipulate or control the breath. Just accept and observe your breathing. Each exhale, dropping deeper and deeper down, deeper into darkness, descending, drifting, dropping down. Now start to inhale into your heart center, filling the heart. And as you exhale, move the breath down into the bowl of your pelvis. Inhale into the heart. Exhale, breath down into the pelvis. Watch the breath fill the heart on the inhale, and then flow down into the bowl of the pelvis as you exhale. Inhale, exhale. Now stay in your pelvis and inhale into the pelvic bowl, filling it up. And as you exhale, send the breath all the way down to the soles of the feet. Inhale, filling the pelvis with breath. Exhale, breath travels down your legs and out through the bottoms of your feet. Inhale, pelvis. Exhale, down through your feet. Inhale, exhale. Now keep your attention at the soles of your feet. And as you inhale, draw the breath up through the feet, up the legs, through the pelvis, up the heart, all the way to the space between your ears in the middle of your head. And then as you exhale, drop all the way back down again through heart, pelvis, legs, to the feet. So you'll inhale up through soles of the feet all the way up to the space between your ears, middle of your head. Then exhale from here back down the body through your feet. Inhale. Exhale. On your next inhale upward, keep drawing that breath up to the very top of your head and out beyond the space above your head. Then exhale, drop back down to the bottoms of your feet. Inhale breath from soles of feet, up legs, pelvis, heart, throat, third eye, past the top of your head. Then exhale and drop down, down, down through your feet. Past top of head, through your feet. Inhale, exhale. Breathing like this for 7 more cycles, counting backwards from 7. And you can release the counting. Stop counting now. Just watch the body organically breathing the body being breathed with freedom. The whole body is relaxed. The whole body is present, supported, safe. The body is breathing. Trust this breath. And I invite you to imagine that you are surrounded by light. There's a glowing warmth, a light around your whole body, a bubble or a warm cocoon of light. Your body feels so light, so warm, lit up. You are bright, glowing, spacious, and free. It feels like you're floating in this iridescent, golden liquid. Then as you exhale, the light disappears, imagining now darkness. Imagine you are surrounded and engulfed by and in darkness, black space. You are resting in a space of darkness. You cannot see anything but dark space. You are nowhere and in no time. You are floating in dark space. And exhale, you are back in the light. Back in the light where you feel the flow of a loving conversation, a healthy exchange of energy between two people. Feel this, the process of talking openly with someone. Maybe there's laughter, smiles, physical contact, communicating with lightness, with faith. And trust. Feel a wave of relaxation circulating throughout your whole body. Feeling sensations of light, connection, joy, and expression. Freedom, like an open window on a sunny day. Exhale. Now call into your awareness the feeling of a secret, something contained. There is a secret, a shadow, something unsaid, a story that is not being shared, guarding a secret. What does that feel like? In your body, unknown, unspoken, heavy, like a closed door. Exhale. Once again, you are surrounded by light, a glowing warmth around your whole body. You are relaxed here. Your body feels so light and so warm, peacefully floating as if you were laying on an ocean of lightness. The golden waters gently rocking you, peacefully floating in the light. Relax your whole body. Behind your closed eyes, you see only darkness once again. You are floating in a dark space. You notice that you are attached to a golden cord of light. You trust the security of this golden cord, holding and anchoring you into the present moment. You are attached to the golden cord as you start to dive deeper and drop deeper into the dark space. You know you are being guided somewhere important, though unknown. You trust yourself. You trust the journey. You even trust the darkness, knowing you can always follow the illuminated cord back to the light. As you move deeper down into the darkness, eyes closed, floating in the dark space, there is dark in front of you, behind you, dark to both sides of you. There is no past, no future, only here and now, floating in this dark space. No place, no time. Your eyes are closed, but your senses are wide open, awake. You can even feel the darkness with your hand, like a heavy velvet blanket. You can taste the darkness like a piece of smooth dark chocolate melting in your mouth. You see the darkness with closed eyes, like the deepest, darkest navy blue at the bottom of a nighttime ocean. You can smell the darkness like damp, dark soil, ready for seeds to be planted. You hear the darkness, a slow, low, and deep cello melody. Feel the darkness illuminating your whole body. Now, up ahead in the darkness, you see a doorway filled with light. Start to walk through the darkness towards this glowing doorway. As you walk, a shadow appears beside you. You immediately sense that this shadow is a version of you. A version of you who feels alone and not good enough. You take their hand and you say, "I am enough." And you walk towards the doorway. You walk through the bright door, and on the other side, the shadow is gone, and you are once again in the dark. You take a breath, and you see another doorway just up ahead, shining brightly. As you walk towards it, another shadow appears. You sense that this is a version of you who feels guilty or ashamed, maybe about a secret. You hold their hand and you say, "I trust you." And together you walk through the glowing doorway. On the other side, the shadow is gone. You are submerged in the darkness once again. You take another breath. One more time, a brightly lit doorway appears just ahead. You can even feel the warmth of its light. It's so bright. You walk through the darkness. Beside you, another shadow outline appears. And you sense this is a part of you, this is a version of you who is abandoning yourself. Abandoning yourself to please others. You hold their hand and you say, "I respect you." And you walk through this shimmering white light of the doorway. This time, when you move through the doorway of light, the shadow disappears and the darkness disappears. And you find yourself once again floating in the light on the surface of that calm, glowing water. From darkness back to light, floating and free here. Feel the warmth of the light as you say to yourself, "I welcome back all parts of myself into my heart. I am whole and I am complete." Dear one, you have emerged from the darkness. You are floating on the clear, glowing water, surrounded by light. You are supported. You are safe. You feel light and liberated and free. Relax here. Completely illuminated, floating on the glowing waters, you start to remember your Sankalpa, the intention you created at the start of our journey today. Feel the ripples of your Sankalpa resonate, vibrate throughout your whole body, repeating it to yourself at least 3 more times, those ripples growing and expanding wider and wider as you do. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. As you sigh it out, exhale, the rippling, the glowing waters disappear. And you feel yourself firmly grounded on the earth below you. The solid ground, you're back here once again. Feel all the supports beneath you as you land back to the ground, back to your space, to this time. This place, this room, this perfect present moment. And as you land back in this space, this time, listening to my voice, feeling my vibration, continue to take a few more long, slow, smooth, deep breaths in and out, breathing on purpose, feeling the temperatures on your skin, the clothing, your coverings. Start to listen to sounds around you. Really taking your time as you transition into the right here and right now. A few intentional breaths, feeling the medicine, the power of those deeper breaths. And when you feel ready, you could find movement, you could stay in stillness, reposition your body. And then when you're ready, hit that pause button, steeping in, basking, marinating in the sensations of the present moment. Wherever you find yourself, you are welcome to stay here, breathing in and out. Maybe you place your hand or hands to your heart and thank yourself for taking time for you, for sharing your practice today. Pause here, breathe here, feel here, the powerful present moment. What is here for you? With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. I respect you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra, online Nidra, is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.